Talking. So earlier on in the week, I caught up with Pat Rowbottom. He's been on the show before. He's from Cold Flame. They play the music of Jethro Tull, and they're playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 20th of October. Hey, Pat. Great to have you back on the show.
Good to be back with you, Ruth, and good to hear your voice.
Yours too. So has much changed for you since we last spoke?
Not a lot. not really, because these are challenging times for everybody.
Yeah.
The music scene is undergoing real difficulties. There's a lot of upheaval, a lot of caution. People are worried about their businesses, so you know, it's very difficult to really plan too far ahead. If it's bad for the musicians, it's certainly worse for the venue.
Yeah, so, it really is.
You know, we're all in it together, but it's grit your teeth and hang on in there.
Exactly, exactly. So just a bit about yourself. So throughout Cold Flame's history, you've performed music by the British rock giants Jethro Tull, and you have gained the reputation of being one of the premier Tull tribute acts in the UK and have expanded into Europe as well, which is absolutely amazing. Give us a brief history of the band.
Well, very briefly, the band began in 1984.
Yeah.
And initially, we played original blues music with a rather rock edge to it. When we acquired a flute player in 1997, there was a suggestion made by a venue, well, why don't you play a lot of Jethro Tull, because we'd already started playing one or two blues rock songs of Jethro Tull anyway. The success of that idea, as and when we began it, was such that it made sense to carry that on. Now we really offer three different shows with slightly different lineups depending on the show that we do. So we do go out occasionally as an acoustic, rather loud acoustic folk rock band. We also go out as the Jethro Tull tribute. And we've always gone out as a blues rock band that plays original music and also plays some traditional stuff, including some classic blues and rock covers.
Brilliant, I love that. So you can mix it up a bit depending on the venue, but I suppose.
I think you have to do.
Yeah.
It's not I accept that not everybody sees working in that way as being a viable thing for them. But I like to mix and match, and different places, different venues require different styles.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's good. Keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, exactly. So you're looking forward to playing at Alexander's Live again this Thursday. And how do you find it as a venue?
I look forward to every gig. Because if I didn't, I'd give up. I think the band would feel the same way. So we all look forward to playing gigs. And we rate Alexander's very highly. It's a great venue. And the strange thing is that despite all the coverage that Alexander's gets, in all quarters, a lot of people who live in the Chester area have never heard of it, which is quite scary. Absolutely, because live music doesn't float people's boats like it used to do. And if you're not in that live music bubble, then maybe sort of music venues escape you. So, you know, in a sense, I guess what I'm saying is that you can never promote enough.
You've always
got to promote. You cannot guarantee that just because some people have heard of you, that everybody's heard of you.
I get that.
You know, that's the point I'm making, really.
So what would you say to people to entice them to come along to your gig at Alexander's Live on Thursday the 20th of October?
That's a very long sentence, that, Ruth. on Thursday the 20th of October, you can come and watch a really good quality band playing in a variety of styles. And it's not a concert, it's a show. It really is a show. It's something that Cold Flame work very hard to present, rather than just a group of songs put in any random order.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of thought goes into what we do.
Crafted.
And if you like blues and you like rock and you like folk and you like a bit of jazz,
mm.
if you like that mix, that's if you like the a real sort of cacophony of different sounds,
mm-hmm.
you'll appreciate what we do. If you like a bit of raw rock,
yeah.
you'll certainly get that with Cold Flame. But if you also like more subtle stuff, some of the folky stuff, you'll get that. And
yeah.
and as it happens, the music of Jethro Tull lends itself superbly to that type of presentation.
Yeah.
So Tull music for us, it fits hand in glove. It's perfect for what we do, really.
Well, lastly, Pat, where can people look you up online to hear your music, watch your vids, and find out more about you?
If you want to check on the internet, coldflame.com,
yep.
You'll find us on Facebook at Coldflame Blues UK. If you go on Google, just put in Cold Flame, you'll
yep.
find us.
Yeah, I
think. yes, indeed. We have a SoundCloud
yep.
Site.
Uh-huh.
We've got one or two other sites, and I mean, it's like whatever we do, we try and ensure that's available
yeah,
through internet in various ways. And given that we've got recorded outputs, you can find that on Amazon and Apple yeah. And Bandcamp and various other things as well. So
excellent stuff. Well, it's been lovely chatting to you again, Pat. Keep up the good work and all the very best to you and the band for the rest of this year and beyond. Keep in touch.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing as many people from the Chester area along next Thursday to watch a classic bit of music from Cold Flame performing the music of Jethro Tull.
Thank you, Pat. Much appreciated. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Pat Rowbottom there from Cold Flame, who paid tribute to Jethro Tull. And here's a little teaser as to what you can expect down at the gig at Alexander's Live this coming Thursday. It's an interesting song. I absolutely love it. It's a cover rendition of a very well-known bluesy jazz instrumental recorded by Jethro Tull. The track's called Serenade to a Cuckoo and can be found on the Cold Flame studio album One Man's Wood, released by Starring Records in 2016. The track features a short Christmas tune prior to the actual song, entitled God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, as you can hear. Love it. Thank you. How beautiful was that? Serenade to a Cuckoo by Cold Flame. And it's definitely got me in the mood for Christmas, actually. As I keep saying, I know I keep going on about Christmas, but to be fair, it is coming round very quickly, isn't it? So if you want to hear more from Cold Flame, then book your tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live this coming Thursday by heading over to alexanderslive.com. Here's another song that Pat has sent me, and he says, as we have re-established a connection, I'm also sending you another song entitled Highlander, taken from the same studio album, One Man's Wood. This is an original song inspired by the Scottish poet Robbie Burns, written by Pat himself and performed by Cold Flame in the style of Jethro Tull. And I love this one too. Enjoy! Different, wasn't it, for a Sunday? Loving that. That was Cold Flame there performing a song entitled Highlander, taken from studio album One Man's Wood. If you want to hear more from them, then make sure you book your tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday by heading over to alexanderslive.com. You're in for a treat.